Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today to get my friends Jen Richardson with us from Blue Bumble Creative. And we're going to talk a little bit about marketing in this segment, one of my favorite topics. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me. I'm excited.
So let's go back to the beginning. You know, maybe there's a couple people listening that might not have heard of Blue Bumble Creative. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Sure, absolutely. So Blue Bumble Creative, we are a full-service creative agency. And a lot of times we're asked, what does full-service mean? In short, we like to think of ourselves as a team, obviously, and we're an extension of our client's marketing team or an internal communications group throughout a large corporation, a small or medium-sized business. We're all in one business partner rather than coordinating between multiple companies. Blue Bumble will handle your projects from start to finish, and that includes design, print, production services, anything that you have your logo on. That's really our niche and where we find ourselves the most helpful to our clients.
Absolutely love that answer because I see that all the time. You know, people have four or five different people on the marketing team with them. You know, and one person has a strategy to go left, one has a strategy to go right, and the third one's going right down the middle. And it's just
right.
It gets lost. You know, it's like, hey, Jen, I'm kind of curious, how many logos do you have? Because I've seen like four of them in the last couple of weeks. You know, just, oh, yeah, I have that logo for my business cards, and then we got a different one we use on this. And to me, everything's about the consistency of my message. Being full service, I know I got a consistent message. Is that one of the reasons why it's good to work with you?
Absolutely. So what we are known for is we either create your brand standards, and that's when we start from scratch, your logo, your colors. So everything will match either when you print it or when you put it on your shirt or when you print it on, you know, a mug or a pen. Your brand is going to be consistent throughout, which means those colors, no matter where you see them, they're going to match all across the board.
That is cool. So the question you must get all the time, what makes you guys stand out? Why is Blue Bumble different than maybe some of the other creative agencies I see out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we're super excited about right now is our company actually just celebrated its 18th birthday.
Wow,
so,
that's amazing.
You know, that's pretty exciting for us. Yeah, we've been through a couple name changes, but the company itself has been open for over 18 years. So with that being said, the reason we like to think of ourselves is that we stand out for our years of experience, and that brings the customer service that our team provides. We take the time to get to know our clients, and in doing so, we've created many, many long-term relationships. We are happy to say that we are a client's first call when they have an event or they have a project that they need done quickly and efficiently. We will always go above and beyond. We even deliver our orders in person or even working the extra hours to make sure we get that job completed.
So now, a lot has changed in marketing over 18 years. So I find the challenge is often is staying up with everything. You think about, you know, social media wasn't here 18 years ago. A lot of this stuff wasn't. So it's important for your agency to kind of evolve over time, right? Tell me how you guys have done
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Yeah, well, it's funny that you bring up social media. We're excited that we actually just had a new person join our team, and I actually have her here with me. Her name's Molly Bond, and she comes with a wealth of knowledge. She has a degree in graphic design with a concentration in photography. So not only is she our social media guru, she is assisting with our sales and our marketing, and she can also do our in-house photography as well. So Molly is here with me today. She's going to answer a couple questions.
Sure. Well, as far as how things have changed over the last 18 years is really a lot of a big step of what I've been helping with as well, really getting social media and web ads, web advertisements. We've been doing, you know, web development for a long time, but really sort of bringing in the whole slew of ads that you have on the web from social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and being consistent. Again, really having your brand voice, your brand message, and your logo just be very consistent. So that way your clients, when they see you, they have the loyalty. They see it, and it brings about this emotion of, you know, trust. And so that sort of, you know, being consistent across whether it's print, you know, social media, TV, radio, it really, your voice has to be the same across all of those. And that's what we're trying to help expand into over these last 18 years and coming around in the 21st century.
Love that answer. To me, it is all about consistency. You know, especially you mentioned voice, you know, where I try to take more of a comical approach often in my posts. Today's my pacemaker's birthday. I did a post honoring my pacemaker, you know, just to find a way to connect with people at a human level. And I find a lot of people that can't, don't think to do that. They're like, well, I don't want them to think I'm silly, you know, but I like to know you're a human being too. So, you know, being consistent, but having a little fun with it. So you can help your clients kind of develop their message, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's more of what we've been doing, especially with people when we're starting out from scratch and really helping them either brand or rebrand. We do a lot of rebranding as well. And having, you know, like we have our slogans that we have two or three that we use, and you see them over and over again. We love having all of our bumblebee references. We put honey references and hive references and everything. And we also help our clients do that as well. We've helped several clients rebrand over the last couple of years and really bring them a new, fresh look, innovative ways of getting yourself out there. So it's been a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
I really love the way you guys just refer to your office as the hives. The first time I saw that, I'm like, that's just, it's simple but wicked clever at the same time.
Yeah.
So what's buzzing at the hive right now?
We've had a lot of change over the past few months. Our listeners may or may not be aware, but our owners actually sold the building that we were in Littleton, Mass., and we moved just about 5 minutes down the road to Ayer, and this allows us more room for fulfillment. Our area is larger, and it also includes the print shop as well. So there's a smaller office space, but, you know, that works well for us because our worker bees can be found either in the office. Some are out visiting with clients. We also are trying to attend as many networking events and trade shows as well, whether we are exhibiting or just walking around and saying hello.
Like you said, that does make a big difference. So let's talk about something our listeners may not be aware of that Blue Bumble can take care of for them. Let's talk about event planners. I guess I never thought of you guys as event planners.
Yeah, we actually are. We've been doing a fair amount of that recently, and it's part of bringing your brand into a more experiential, you know, experience where you're going out to somewhere. Like we recently did the Taste of Burlington, and we had 30 restaurants that came out, and we made all of the menus, the programs, the signage. We did the gift bags, Evite invitations. So pretty much everything that goes together and bring a really great event to light. On top of that, we can also do things like banners and tablecloth signs, you know, things that go for a trade show. So we've been doing a lot of trade shows over the last couple of years, and we have a lot of experience in how to make a very useful trade show booth and how to really have people come in and engage and be active. We actually have a string of stuff about that on our social media as well. Every Tuesday we do Trade Show Tuesdays, so if people want to check that out. Lots of really great tips about it, but really being out there, again, having your voice be in person, not just a logo.
You bring up a great point, though, because a lot of my friends want to go out and do trade shows, but they don't know how to build that booth. And I never gave much thought of it until I've gone out to events and you get to that booth that's just done right. And you're like, okay, this makes a difference. I see it now. when you know everything matches, it just looks professional versus, you know, someone having a folding table with a piece of paper on it. So that's where you
yeah.
can help people understand it. I see it a lot. People just don't know. You got a couple pens on there and, you know, and a piece of paper with your name on it. It's like, okay, you look around going, geez, these other booths. Because it comes down to the image of your company, you know, especially in your cases where you guys are a marketing company. If you, you know, you couldn't get away with doing that. People are like, oh, my, you know,
no,
geez, that
absolutely.
Looks kind of silly. But it's teaching people everything is branding, and that's a big example. You got to take the time to invest your time and money in a trade show, do it right. And that's where you can help people with
right.
understanding how to do it right. Cool.
Yeah, we actually have a rule when we work at a trade show is that the table is moved to the side. We have a cornhole little beanbag game that we bring, and every worker bee that is there with us is up on their feet. They're either going table to table to see the other vendors, or we are standing up and interacting with every person that comes to our booth. There is no sitting on trade show days.
But all kidding aside, I know you're kind of making a little light of that. That is my pet peeve. You know, when you get to a trade show, get up and engage, man. Don't sit there looking at your phone, you know, type thing. Get up and engage.
Right.
It makes a big difference. So that is great advice, actually. So why don't we go back again a little bit further and just recap some of the services you guys do, because, you know, some people may have missed some of them. So can we kind of just talk about your, you know, your top five or six main services that you offer?
Sure. We do a lot of services, and we really try to work together with the business to figure out how we can best fulfill a need. And what we do really just, it ranges. We go from startups, small companies, medium companies, large companies, companies with multiple departments, even people like Comcast with multiple subdivisions. Like we work with all sizes of people. And when we get to know them, then we can utilize our services the best way. So whether it's, you know, creative, logo design, marketing, making website development or managing a website, social media, typesetting, from, you know, database maintenance, e-vites, even mailing services, so we can send out hard invites, or we do, especially around the holidays this time of year, we will send out, you know, employee gift bags and stuff like that, all straight from our fulfillment center, as well as just your printing, your everyday printing, business cards, brochures, signage, you know, we outfit offices with all the, you know, nice signage and posters. So really just everything from A to Z.
You guys just mentioned something. It's holiday season already. It's like, wow, it's kind
yeah.
of scary. But it's. I think a lot of companies don't put the effort into holidays. It's like they look at the calendar and go, hey, it's Thanksgiving. Maybe I should buy some holiday cards now. Or even, you know,
right.
thinking about holiday gifts, I find a lot of people, you know, realize, hey, you know what, I should give a, you know, gift to my clients. They don't know how to figure it out. Like, well, what should I give? You know, I want to give something that reflects my company and the value they have as my clients. So is that something you can help them with too, kind of picking out what they should give?
Yeah, we actually, we've already begun our holiday campaign. Molly and I are actively out when we do our deliveries, handing out our promotional gift guide for the holidays. And then we also have a printing special, which could be on your holiday cards or just updating your business cards and your marketing collateral. So what we are helping our clients with right now are exactly what you said, thinking about employee gifts. And then also getting those new promotional items ready for their 2019 marketing budget. So they have things at the ready once the new year comes, and they can get out there and start getting their logo and their brand out in a fresh new way for the new year.
So, guys, we have about 40 seconds left. Let's grab your contact information before we let you run.
Absolutely. We can both be reached at orders@bluebumble.com, or our emails are very simple as well. It's molly@bluebumble.com and then jen@bluebumble.com. And we both are actively monitoring and managing our social media feeds. So if you send us a message on Instagram or Facebook, it's likely Molly or myself that will reach back out to you. And
really
of course,
appreciate you both taking the time to call,
into our office as well.
Awesome. So thanks for taking the time to call in, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank
we
you.
Had a great time.
Have a good day.
You too.